All right, welcome to the Lift San Diego podcast. I'm your host, Wesley Guest. Here we talk about everything San Diego, like where to eat, sleep, drink, work, live, and play in America's finest city.
What's it like by the beach? I mean, it's San Diego. When someone says San Diego, two things come to mind for me, at least almost immediately. I'm thinking amazing sunny weather, and I'm usually thinking about the beach. I think most of us will agree that it's pretty difficult to have a bad day spending time at any of San Diego's incredible beaches, but what's it actually like to live at the beach or near the beach? I don't mean like visit for the day, not spending the weekend in a vacation rental, that type of stuff. I mean actually living near the beach full time, all the time. For this video, I thought I'd break it down for you. So if you're considering living near the beach, these are the top five things you should know. The number one thing you need to consider is exactly what beach or beach neighborhood are you considering living in? The lifestyle difference between San Diego's beach towns can be drastically different per location. Living in a beach bungalow three blocks, let's say from the sand in Pacific Beach, is going to be drastically different experience, I should say, than living in a beach bungalow in three blocks from the water in Del Mar, let's say. Living in a condo on the cliffs of Solana Beach is going to be equally as different as living in, say, like a condo in Ocean Beach. Some areas are full of young college-age residents, let's say, that are there to party. When the sun goes down, they come to life. Other beach areas are going to be super laid back, slow-paced, and basically turned down as the sun goes down. A second consideration that you need to think about is the cost of living. Have you ever heard the saying, location, location, location? Of course you have. Living near the beach in the ocean is going to cost you. If you're looking to save money, you might want to consider either renting or buying something slightly more inland or just a little bit set back or farther away from the ocean and the beach. Because any housing anywhere remotely close to the ocean will be available, but it's available at a premium. Plus, depending on the specific neighborhood, everything else is probably going to be just more expensive in general. Locations that get more tourists, for example, they're going to charge more for just about everything. Guess what? Tourists love the beach. What you pay for a sandwich or a cup of coffee in the suburbs of San Diego is not always what you are going to be paying at the beach. Consideration number three is sort of related to what we just talked about, but for what you're paying in housing, either buying a house or renting a house or maybe an apartment, you tend to get less space, a smaller home, and in a lot of cases, an older home near the beach. Not all the homes are old, but a lot of them are. For rentals, a ton of them tend to be slightly aged. If you're looking for a brand new, like shiny, fancy apartment, I would consider looking in the city areas, like let's say like Little Italy. Also, if you want to buy a home and have a little yard space, let's say, right? Who doesn't want yard space with us? This can be very difficult to find anywhere near San Diego's beaches. Unless you're talking like millions of dollars, it's possible, but it's going to cost you. A fourth consideration that I see people forget about all the time is to consider the traffic. Does traffic drive you nuts? I know it drives me nuts. Who doesn't hate traffic? Try driving into La Jolla, let's say, during rush hour. Ever driven south to north or north to south past Del Mar? Better yet, how about driving down Mission Boulevard during the weekend in the summer or maybe the 4th of July? When the weather is good, and that happens a lot in San Diego, people flock to the beaches. Guess what else? Most people in San Diego drive. Beach communities can easily get overwhelmed with traffic on any given day. If you live at the beach and are trying to leave, or maybe you're just trying to drive back home from after a long day at work, if you pick the wrong time to be on the road, you can find yourself sitting in serious traffic jams just like blocks from your house. When I lived by the beach, which was amazing, by the way, in Mission Beach, and I'm going back soon, I just learned to use my car as little as possible. I made use of my bike and my feet at all costs. And more importantly, when to be off the roads. Near the beach, traffic is definitely going to be a thing. For number five, this is going to seem maybe a little bit weird, especially if you're not from San Diego or you haven't spent a lot of time here, but the sun is not always shining. Seriously, There is a marine layer near the coastline all the way up and down San Diego that can sit and block the sun on even the most beautiful day in the rest of San Diego. Or for the vast majority of the day, this can sit there all the way into like the late afternoon. You can be driving in from, let's say, like Talmadge or Rolando, which is like near San Diego State, where it's 80 degrees out, not a cloud can be seen in the sky. You roll up to the entrance to Pacific Beach and boom, you see it. Gray clouds all the way to the south, all the way to the north that just seem to sit over the waves of sand. All right, so those are five things I think you need to consider if you are considering moving to or living near any of the beach areas throughout San Diego. That being said, I think living by the beach is fantastic. The pros by far outweigh the cons. If you need any help moving to or living in or near the ocean in San Diego, I'm always happy to help. All right, that's all I've got for today. To learn more about San Diego, make sure to hit that subscribe button and please leave me a review. And make sure to check out and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Live San Diego, and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you were even thinking about moving to anywhere in the San Diego area, make sure to give me a call, shoot me a text, send me an email, because if there is anything I can do to help you with your real estate needs, I will 100% make it happen.